So we'll now refer to the agenda for the meeting, and I'd like to invite the Chief Executive to give any apologies received, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Apologies have been received from Councillor Peters, Councillor Sylvester, who are both on annual leave. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Item 2 on the agenda, are there any declarations of interest? No, thank you. Item 3 on the agenda, the minutes of the previous meeting held on the 21st of March 2022. I propose the approval of the minutes. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Allen? We'd like to go to the vote. Those in favour, please show. Those against? Any abstentions? The motion is carried. Item 4 of the agenda is to receive any announcements from the Mayor, the Leader of the Council or the proper officer, and I believe that we don't have any items for this agenda. So we'll move on to the appointment of committees, item 5 on the agenda. And I'd like to invite the Corporate and Commercial Manager to present this report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this report provides an update on the appointments to the various committees of the Council. And just for the avoidance of doubt, I'm referring to the updated report that was circulated this afternoon following one member stepping down from the Conservative Group earlier today to sit as an independent member, which of course affects the proportionality of the Council and of course the content of the report as initially drafted. So the updated report accounts for that, but also considers the representation following the changes to the committee structure, which were approved by the full council back in December of 2021 and agreed for implementation following the annual council meeting tonight. So the latest political share for the three groups is set out in section 4.2 of the report. We also now have that one independent seat that doesn't fall within the political group. And on that basis, the table that you can see in section 5.4 of the report provides the allocation of seats following the application of the proportionality calculations, with any residual committee seats then being allocated to any councillors who are not part of a group. So the nominations of the committees to the committees have been received from the council group leaders and are attached as Appendix 1, with this leading to the four recommendations as set out in section 13 of the report for your consideration. With that, I'll pass back to you, to Madam Mayor, for any questions.
Thank you. Could I have a proposer for this item, please? Councillor Allen. A seconder, please. Councillor Fitzpatrick. Would any councillors like to speak on this item? Councillor Grosvenor.
Thank you. I'd like to propose an amendment to the table that we received. We're currently carrying a vacancy, the Independent Alliance Group, on the scrutiny, health and wellbeing. I'd like to propose that vacancy is taken up by Councillor Helen Hall.
Thank you. I think at this stage then, if we can have it seconded, please. Yes, Councillor Florence-Jewkes. I don't really think, in light of what it is, that we need to go through the discussion process, so I'm happy to move to the vote. Unless any other councillor would like to speak? Okay, so if I could ask you to show, please, for the vote, those for the appointment of committees as amended by Councillor Grosvenor. Please show. Thank you. Those against? Thank you. Any abstentions? The vote is carried. Thank you. Thank you. So we move on to item 6 on the agenda, the appointment of chairman. I'd like to invite the Leader of the Council to speak on this matter and propose the appointment the chairman of the committee.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to make the following nominations. Councillor Clawen will continue to chair both the Appeals Committee and the Standards Committee. Councillor Barker will continue to chair the Complaints Committee, and I've also asked him to chair the Audit Committee and, by extension, the Audit Statement of Accounts Committee. Councillor Gaskin will continue to chair the Licensing Committee, and Councillor Gould will continue to chair the Planning Committee. For the three new scrutiny committees, I'd like to make the following recommendations, nominations, Mayor. Value for Money Scrutiny Committee, Councillor Locke. Community Regeneration Scrutiny Committee, Councillor Sue McGarry, Environment, Health and Wellbeing Scrutiny Committee, Councillor Ackroyd, and lastly, I will continue to chair Development Plan Committee and the Chief Officer Standards Committee. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder, please, for this? Councillor Faulkner. And we should go to the vote. Those for the proposal of the chairman of the committees, please show. Thank you. Those against? Thank you. Any abstentions? Thank you. The vote is carried. That is carried. Item 7 on the agenda is the to be informed by the leader of the Council of the Councillors he's appointed to serve on the Cabinet, including the name of the Deputy Leader of the Councillor. Councillor Allen.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Over the past few months, I've been working on a minor reshuffle to both members of the portfolio responsibilities who will be vital for the Council to achieve its objectives. In January earlier this year, a scrutiny review was presented to Cabinet, which took stock of the way different communities in our borough came together to support each other during the COVID-19 pandemic. There were a number of recommendations which have been enacted, but it prompted me to consider further what ESPC's role in the community is. Of course, things like emptying bins and maintaining open spaces and processing planning and licensing applications are all clearly direct responsibilities for the local authority, but should bring in different communities together, breaking down regressive barriers between cultures and playing a really active role in all parts of the borough. Of our borough's communities, should these things not also be a responsibility which ESPC focuses on? I know ESPC does all it can to ensure these things are not made worse by anything we do, but this is a passive role expected of all public bodies. We also have funds which are used for positive community outcomes, but these are left over from a long since dismantled neighbourhood development team, and I believe we should be doing more. And so I have asked Councillor Peters to take on a new portfolio, which will start work on this. Councillor Peters will be responsible for communities and housing standards. The peer review undertaken last year recognised three areas ESPC is focusing on and recommended we continue to drive these things forward. I have created three portfolios which focus on each of these areas. Councillor Ashcroft will be responsible for tourism and cultural development. Councillor Faulkner will be responsible for environment and climate change. And I will be responsible for economic growth, which comes from various regeneration activities we are already committed to. Of course, all of these things will cost money, and we will need to communicate what is happening with residents every step of the way. That is why I've asked Councillor Sankley to be responsible for finance, treasury management and communications. There are various projects and threads which all of these portfolios will need to be, which will need a specific focus. So I've asked Councillor Metcalfe to remain as a Cabinet support member, and I'm well pleased to welcome Councillor Clark into the Cabinet as a second support member. At our last Council meeting, I was appointed as the Leader of the Council, which left a gap and no Deputy Leader. Councillor Faulkner has been a strong ally and has always supported me from the very first day we met. Publicly, he is fiercely loyal, but privately, he is frequently the first one to challenge and offer constructive criticism. I have always taken this criticism in the way he intends it. It is advice I appreciate. The role of Deputy Leader of the Council is to support the Leader, and I am sure Councillor Faulkner will fulfil this role many times over. All of these changes have already been communicated to the Chief Exec and to satisfy the Constitution, but I thought it was important to inform the Council today. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, this item on the agenda is to be noted. Now move to item 8 on the agenda, which is the appointment of the member to serve on the Health and Care Overview Scrutiny Committee of Staffordshire County Council. And I invite the Leader to propose the appointment.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm very happy to propose yourself, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for that appointment, please? Councillor Sankey. I think we just need to go straight to the vote on this one, too. So, though in favour of the appointment, myself, please show. Okay, those against? Thank you. Any abstentions? Thank you very much. That is carried. Now moving to item 9 on the agenda, which is the appointment of the member and alternate member to serve on the GBSLEP Joint Scrutiny Committee. And I invite the Leader of the Council to propose the appointments.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We've always offered this position to the official opposition. Very happy to propose Councillor Sheila McKiernan.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Ford. Stop just losing it tonight. Councillor Fletcher. Sorry, it's the heat. can we go to the vote, please, on that? Those show, please. Please show those in favour. Thank you. Any against? Any abstentions? That vote is carried. The next motion on the agenda, it is a motion, Council meeting dates 2022-23, and I invite the Leader of the Council to propose the dates.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It is 6 dates throughout the year, so I'm happy to propose the 27th of June, the 26th of September, the 12th of December, 20th of February, 20th of March, and the 19th of May 2023.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that, please? Councillor Gaskin, thank you. Those in favour of the vote, please show. Thank you. Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you. It's carried. Now we move on to item 11 on the agenda, which is urgent business, but there is no urgent business. Neither are there any questions under item 12. So we move on to item 13, the election of the 30th Mayor of the Borough of East Staffordshire. Could I please have a proposer for Councillor Philip Hudson? Councillor Allen. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Goodyear. Do you like to speak on this, Councillor Allen?
Yes, please. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I need to sit down. Madam Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to be proposing a member tonight who has been a lifelong servant of the community of not just Uttoxeter, but also Staffordshire. This person has spent all of their working life as a police officer, serving communities all over Staffordshire, including Barton, Tutbury and Burton and Uttoxeter, and many other of the rural settlements connecting these communities. I need not explain to members, Madam Mayor, the honourable work police officers do for us all, but what makes this person unique is what they have spent their spare time on every week since retiring from 30 years of public service. As anyone who has met Councillor Hudson will tell you, he is a proud Blood Bikes rider, a group of volunteers who deliver blood at short notice to and from patients who urgently need it all over the country. From our own Queen's Hospital here in Burton to pretty much anywhere in the country, Phil alongside other riders have spent countless hours delivering this essential service. For the last 15 years, Phil has volunteered as the Duke of Edinburgh instructor in transforming the lives of young people, raising their aspirations and giving young people the confidence in their own abilities and bringing together communities in East Staffordshire. Many people from Uttoxeter will call Councillor Hudson, helping them to learn and develop their skills. Councillor Hudson has also been on the Board of Governors for Thomas Elaine's High School in Uttoxeter for over 10 years. And during this time, there has been many changes to the school, including bringing the swimming pool there back into use. For the last 8 years, Phil has led the Royal British Legion locally, which exists to ensure former former service personnel have the support they need to adapt to life in Civvy Street. Of course, they also lead the way every year at our remembrance parades in both towns, so that we never forget the extraordinary service many people have made to maintain freedoms and liberties we all enjoy. I'm very happy to propose Councillor Phil Hudson as the 30th Mayor of East Staffordshire, and I'm sure members would agree with Councillor Hudson's extensive and consistent record of public duty and his community. To his community, he will be well placed to also represent the borough.
Thank you, Councillor Allen. Are there any other councillors who'd like to speak? Councillor Goodyear?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to second the proposal for Councillor Philip Hudson to be elected as Mayor of East Staffordshire for the ensuing year. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to second my very worthy colleague, Councillor Hudson, and as you've already heard this evening, Councillor Hudson's lifelong dedication to public and community service makes him the ideal candidate to act as first citizen of our borough. Aside from being a fellow councillor, I've known Phil in many of his roles, from his teaching my children at school to many sessions with both Phil and Karen in the Utoxeter Speedwatch. Roles, I should add, that they undertake with both dedication and good cheer. Councillor Hudson is very well known and, most importantly, very well respected across all the three layers of local government that he currently represents, and will undoubtedly be a great ambassador for us all across the whole borough. And last but not least, during my time as leader, I was very happy to propose him as a committee chair, and I know that his skills and abilities demonstrated in that role will lend themselves particularly well to the procedural elements of his mayoral role. Madam Mayor, I hope that all members are able to support such an excellent and outstanding candidate, and I look forward to supporting Councillor Hudson during his civic year.
Thank you, Councillor. Are there any other councillors who'd like to speak, please? Councillor Florence-Jewkes.
Thank you, Mayor. Just very briefly, I will be voting against this. Nothing to do with Councillor Hudson at all. I think he's had an absolutely exemplary career in the public sector. It's the mayoralty itself I'll be voting against, and the next item too.
Thank you. Anybody else? Then we'll move straight to the vote then, please. Those in favour of electing Councillor Philip Hudson as the 30th Mayor of East Staffordshire, please show. Thank you. Any against? Thank you. Any abstentions? So I'm delighted to confirm that Councillor Philip Hudson has been elected Mayor for the ensuing year. Item 14. The appointment of the Deputy Mayor for the ensuing year. Could I have a proposer, please, for Councillor Chris Sylvester? Councillor Allen.
Madam Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, again I'm very pleased to be proposing yet another member tonight who has a strong local presence in their community and someone who has tirelessly worked to make their town a better place. Councillor Sylvester has represented the town of Utoxeter as the Mayor, and whilst he would like to think he was chosen by parish members there because of his professionalism and community work, I know the real reason parish councillors supported Councillor Sylvester is because he's simply a decent guy who wants to give something back to his community. There are many personal qualities Councillor Sylvester has, but I'm sure members will agree his good nature, energy and willingness to muck in and play his part as a member of any team are among his best. Madam Mayor, I'm very happy to propose Councillor Sylvester as the Deputy Mayor of East Staffordshire.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Goodyear, would you like to speak to this motion?
Yeah, that's all right, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to also seconds the proposal for Councillor Chris Sylvester to be elected as Deputy Mayor for East Hampshire for the ensuing year. As members will know, Councillor Sylvester is of course my fellow ward member, so I know well his effort and dedication to his role as Councillor that Councillor Allen has just described. Again, as has been mentioned, he has of course just completed his year as Mayor of East Exeter, a very demanding and, as my friend next to me will attest, an often thankless task. However, he has the perfect pedigree on taking on this particular role. So once again, I hope that all members are able to support Councillor Sylvester's candidature, and I look forward to also supporting him during his civic year.
Thank you. Would any councillors like to speak on this? Then we'll move straight to the vote. Those who are in favour of the proposal for Councillor Chris Sylvester to be the Deputy Mayor for the ensuing year, please show. Any against? And any abstentions? Thank you. I'm also delighted to confirm that Councillor Chris Sylvester has been appointed Deputy Mayor for the ensuing year. So, there'll now be a short break while the Mayor, Mayoress, myself and my consort leave the chamber to disrobe and robe so that the newly elected Mayor can take over the chair for the remainder of the meeting.
Guest here at the first mayor, Peter Beresford, and a special ale was brewed that year. Karen and myself came as guests. Each guest was given a bottle of beer. We have two unopened bottles of beer, and I will be auctioning those during the year towards my charities. These may be the only two bottles of beer in existence in the world, I don't know. I accept this office with humility, and I am very honoured to have been elected as Mayor of this wonderful borough. Thank you. Can I thank Councillor Patricia Ackroyd for the way in which she carried out her duties last year, and for allowing Karen and myself to deputise for her and being a member of Team Ackroyd. Thank you very much, Patricia. I'd also welcome my new deputy, Chris Sylvester, and his wife, Linda. Chris and I actually travel the borough quite a lot together. We share the driving. And I couldn't think of a better guy to be my deputy this year, and his wife, Linda. The work that they carry out in East Exeter is second to none. Well, what a wonderful, diverse and resilient community I represent. I want to visit as many areas of our community that I can during my year and represent the people of East Staffordshire. I have already 30 visits planned in the diary, so the role of Mayor within our borough is still very popular with our residents. The people of East Staffordshire, what can I say? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. They are so resilient. Over the last 2 years of the COVID pandemic, our communities have united and made sure our residents were safe, fed and healthy. Where people were needed to be vaccinated, it was well managed. Where people needed to be encouraged to be vaccinated, they were, and hospitalisations were kept to a minimum. The pandemic affected all of our communities in East Staffordshire, and our residents rose to the challenge. Our communities now face a different challenge with the global economic situation and the rising in the cost of living. I know the people of East Staffordshire, together with help from our Borough Council, will support those in need. Our residents and communities are helping our friends in Ukraine. Donations are being collected and driven there by volunteers, and families are being given homes by residents in our borough. The kindness given is outstanding. A great big thank you to you all. So how did I get involved with the Borough Council? I come from an era where a pair of jeans with a hole in the knees didn't cost you £70, but a clip round the ear hole from your mum, and she took the pocket off the back and patched it up. My mum, Jenny, was a person who had nothing, but lots of love and affection for others. She often went without, but would lend and give to others who lived in our small community in Warwick. Our first house was a two up, two down. Terrace, no bathroom, outside toilet. Baths were once a week in a tin bath in the scullery. And my daughter Alex can't believe it and laughs at my during the war stories. Mum died suddenly over 30 years ago. But I hope that she is watching over me and will guide me over my year in office. She truly was an inspiration. I left school in the late 70s, and George actually worked for the Wonder of Woolies, taking me all over the country until I met Karen, got promoted, we got married, and we moved to Staffordshire in 1981. In 1983, I joined Staffordshire Police and moved to Uttoxeter, where we have lived ever since. I wanted to make a difference to people's lives, the people of Staffordshire, and in particular East Staffordshire, by getting involved in our communities. It started pretty much from day one, when, surrounded by boxes of unpacked stuff in our police house, there was a knock at the door, and our involvement with the space scheme commenced. For those of you that don't know, it was the Staffordshire Police Activity and Community Enterprise, where we looked after children for 4 or 5 weeks during the summer holidays to bond the relationship between Staffordshire Police and our young people. And if I remember rightly, you were asked to go and help with shooting at Denston College. In those days, it was a bit different to the space scheme now, the constables that ran it had to raise the money to do all the functions for the kids as well. So we had to go out there, and I can remember swimming for 24 hours in Uttoxeter baths to raise money towards the things that we to finance. As a member of the local round table, we took two coaches and a minibus full of pensioners to the Granada Studios in Manchester. Well, the saying, never work with children and animals, springs to mind. It's easier. Within minutes, we had to stop on the A50, been flagged down by people on the minibus. Two of our pensioners were missing, locked in the toilets at the care home, so we had to return and collect them. Someone fell over in the Granada Studios and had to go to hospital, and the amount of time it takes to get pensioners off a bus, get them a cup of tea, visit the toilet, had never been experienced before, but it was fun. And if I remember rightly, Karen, we were all out at a dinner that night at 7 o'clock. We got back to Uttoxeter at 6:30, and we managed to, all of us, to get washed, dressed, and over to Stone for 7 o'clock. I became an instructor, as George said, and an expedition leader and assessor for the Duke of Edinburgh Award about 12, 15 years ago. I believe that our young people should be encouraged to experience this wonderful organisation. And if I can help in any way, please contact me. A lot of our schools within the borough do DUV, but there may be some children who, for some reason, can't afford the kit, don't know how to get involved. We can sort that out. I became a governor of Thomas Lane School many years ago, and I still support that school and our local children. On my retirement from the police, I became chairman of the Uttoxeter branch of the Royal British Legion. I continued to support our armed services, and I attend Armed Forces Day and the Ride to the Wall at the National Memorial Arboretum on a motorbike, and so does the Lady Mayoress. There are over 16,000 names of service personnel who have died in the service of their country since the Second World War, recorded on the wall. There are two names from Uttoxeter: Sergeant Michael Dowling, Military Medal, and Corporal Barry Buxton. I was at Michael's funeral in my number ones and saluted his coffin as it went past me to the church. And I met his grandson down at the Memorial Arboretum a few years ago and showed him his granddad's name on the wall and showed him the Iraq Memorial. Wallers, we go every year. I think there were 8,000 bikes last year. And in the years that we've been going, we've raised over £1 million towards the upkeep of the Arboretum. Going back to Councillor Goodfellow. My first job after leaving the police was as a dinner lady at one of our local schools. And then things progressed from there, and I'm now a special educational needs teaching assistant, and it's a very rewarding vocation. But how did I get into local politics? Well, Mick, Dennis, I'd like to thank the Uttoxeter Labour Party, who approached me at Jeff Morrison's funeral, knowing that I was a Conservative, but also that I was a person who did a lot of work in the community at Uttoxeter, asked me if I'd like to be co-opted onto the Uttoxeter Town Council, as a vacancy was coming up, and from there, things have progressed. So, thanks so much. I'm very proud to represent my ward, the Crown Ward. Chairman of Marchington Parish Council is here. I think I'm the first Crown Ward councillor to be made mayor, unless anybody knows any difference. My two chosen charities for the year are the Burton Albion Community Trust and the Shropshire, Staffordshire and Cheshire Blood Bikes. Burton Albion Community Trust do so much for our community. They helped organise the vaccination programme during COVID, and they help our community with keeping healthy and safe. They do a tremendous programme of events in our schools. I cannot think of an area of work carried out by this wonderful trust which does not have a very positive impact on all of our residents and communities in East Staffordshire. The Shropshire, Staffordshire, Cheshire Blood Bikes. When I started in 2016, it was just Shropshire and Staffordshire, but we've grown quite a bit and we're now a part of Cheshire as well. So I've been a member for 6 years as a rider and a fundraiser. Everyone from the chairman down is a volunteer. All of the money that we raise goes towards the costs of running this charity. So what do? Well, we have three motorcycles located within each Staffordshire, one at Burton Hospital, one at Rugeley Fire Station, and one at Uttoxeter Fire Station. Although Rugeley is technically in Cannock, it's still part of the East Staffs, part of the organisation. The bikes are named after special people or organisations. In 2017, a bike was purchased in Uttoxeter with the help of the Heathbig local. It was named after Imogen Evans, a very special young lady who passed away at the age of 10 with a rare form of cancer. And I can remember the launch, can you, Councillor Beryl Doon? When Beryl was mayor, her getting her leg over a 1300cc bike at Uttoxeter Fire Station on the day of the launch, And Adam Peaty, remember you having your photograph taken. Beryl, thank you so much for coming and supporting us. We, as well as taking blood, we've grown quite a bit now. I regularly do a 12-hour shift where I can on a Saturday. I will go down to the blood bank in Birmingham, bring blood up to Queens. Sometimes we take samples from hospital to be looked at it in the laboratories. During COVID, we were quite busy. And in the first year of COVID, I myself did 550 hours of volunteering just on the blood bank. And I'm one of 200 people within our organisation. We have what they call the poo run, and the kids love that when we go and talk about that in school. And that's basically we take pellets of stuff to help people with bowel cancer. Breast milk is the one that we often take a lot to our maternity hospitals. I think the longest trip I did was over 300 miles, where I went to Bristol, met a guy from the blood bank section there, rode all the way up to Wakefield to join up with a guy from Scarborough, and then back to Uttoxeter. Took me 6 hours, but I loved it. What a good excuse for a charity to go and enjoy yourself and ride a big bike. But for me, it's the look on that person's face when I go to a house to pick up a sample and to know that I've helped save their life. Oxmoor, Councillor Surrey. I would also like to continue to promote safe motorcycling. I'm a fellow of the Institute of Advanced Motorcyclists, and I would encourage bikers to get the extra training, either from ourselves, RoSPA, or Staffordshire Police Bike Sense. And I intend to attend some of the bikers' breakfasts this year, where we encourage people to safer riding. The most important job of this year is that of mayoress. And this will be in the very capable hands of my wife, Karen. She spent 30 years as a police wife, wondering if and when I'd get home from duty. And she spent the last few years wondering when I would get home from borough council meetings. She's been a wonderful support now for 42 years and kept me in order. And I cannot think of a better person to help me, and I'm looking forward to our year together as mayor and mayoress. My chaplains for the year will be the team from Uttoxeter, Reverend Margaret Sherwin, who's here tonight, the Reverend Charles Dale, and the Reverend Chris Brown. All three of these people mean so very much to me, so I asked all three if they'd take it in turns, and they agreed. Now to a more important bit, I think. More serious part. Politics can be very serious and should always be treated as such. Healthy debate is essential. However, there should also be an element of fun and happiness in what we do. The future of our borough in the next few years should be an exciting time. We have the town plan, the levelling up fund, the Uttoxeter master plan, regeneration of the Maltings, and the future of our wonderful market hall. We're a team of 49 councillors, each one of us proud to represent and work hard for our individual wards and the borough. It is not always possible to agree on every issue or idea, but I would like to remind all of our councillors and our officers of the borough motto from the coat of arms: strength in unity. Thank you very much. I would now like to invite the leader of the council to propose the motion at item 15 on the agenda, a vote of thanks to the past mayor and past mayor's consort. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor McGarry.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I propose that we, the Council, record our sincere appreciation of the excellent manner in which Councillor Patricia Ackroyd has carried out her duties as the Mayor of the Borough of East Staffordshire over the last year, and we acknowledge the interest she has shown in the welfare of all parts of the borough following a very difficult time in our history. We would particularly acknowledge the manner in which she has calmly and politely presided over this Council's business through many challenging and long meetings and on many contentious issues. We also wish to place on record our thanks to her for representing the Council at approximately 95 events during her year of office, and we also like to thank the Mayor's consort, Mr. Michael Ackroyd, for the help and support he has so readily given to her in her year of office.
Councillor McGarry, would you like to speak?
Why not? I've known Patricia Ackroyd, or Councillor Patricia Ackroyd, for a number of years now. I remember the first time I actually met her when she came to a charity that I was one of the founder members of, which was something she wasn't expecting because she was surrounded by children with special needs. But I can honestly say that when she walked into the room, she actually lit up that room and the kids thought she was absolutely fantastic. I think, Councillor Ackroyd, you've done a tremendous job in your year as Mayor of East Staffordshire, and on behalf of myself, and I'm sure everybody in this room, would like to thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Are there any other councillors that would like to speak? Councillor Faulkner.
Thank you, Mayor. I would also like to show my sincere appreciation to Councillor Patricia Ackroyd, who was Mayor last year, and her consort Mike Ackroyd. I first met Patricia in 2015, and she's always been a solid, calm, kind individual. I've never heard her speak badly of anyone. There is no bad words anywhere. She's very supportive of everyone. The way she handled the council over the last 12 months has been exemplary. The way she actually kept her cool under very difficult, trying circumstances at times and dealt with every issue that came up politely and calmly was a real tribute to the character of Councillor Patricia Ackroyd. I've also seen her in her duties as a parish councillor, and once again I've been impressed with the way she deals with issues and handles herself. And I've also seen her at events where she's represented the borough. And, as Councillor McGarry said, when she's there, she lights up the room. Her presence is felt by everyone. There is a charisma there, and I have been very, very impressed and want to take on some of the demeanour that Councillor Ackroyd has portrayed over those events when I actually attend events for the borough. She's a person who genuinely cares for everyone, whether you're a council member who's part of her party or an opposition member, and she genuinely cares for the residents, and it comes across in everything she says and does. And I'd like to congratulate her on the way she's handled herself over the past 12 months and since I've known her in 2015. Thank you, Councillor Patricia Ackroyd.
Okay, we shall go to the vote. All those in favour? Sorry, have I missed somebody? Sorry, Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I too would also like to place my thanks on record to Councillor Patricia Ackroyd. I've known Patricia, Councillor Ackroyd for several years, not just as a resident of Branston, but also as a Conservative member and then later a Conservative councillor. She's somebody who's always very approachable and knowledgeable. I think her knowledge and experience across the council is second to none, and her dedication to the residents, not just of Branston, but of the whole of East Staffordshire, has been excellent over the past year. She's had some very challenging meetings, which I think she's always chaired with excellent grace and ability, and I definitely think it's something that, as a previous chair of a committee, her example is something that I always strive to follow. So I think she's been an excellent representative for the borough. I think that she's been an excellent representative for this chamber. I think it's a shame that her reign was only a year. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, we will now move to the vote. All those in favour? please show. All those against? And any abstentions? That motion is carried. I now invite Councillor Mrs. Patricia Ackroyd and Mr. Michael Ackroyd to receive their past mayor and past mayor's consort badges. Sneak out again. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I would now like to invite Councillor Mrs. Patricia Ackroyd to respond to the vote of thanks.
Mr. Mayor, fellow councillors, honorary aldermen, officers of the council and guests. I first thank you so much for those wonderful words that been said about me, quite undeserved, but very nice to hear. Thank you so much. I think that this year could be best described as a slow progression back to whatever may be the new normal. As the Mayor has already said, it's been a very difficult 2 years for all members of our borough, and people have gone to great lengths and great strides to start to recover in the last 12 months. I have the dubious privilege of being the only mayor of the borough of East Staffordshire to be elected mayor by Zoom. And I do hope that I remain the sole mayor to be elected in this way. It was certainly a very slow start to the beginning of the year as far as invitations to functions were concerned, which isn't at all surprising. And, as we've already touched on, and it wasn't really until the end of July that, as lockdown restrictions were lifted, that engagements began in any sort of numbers. And for lots of people, including all that are here, I think it was a matter of building back everyone's confidence to start to get together in large numbers. And in some areas, I'm sure you all know people where that confidence still is not there. Hopefully, one of the effects of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee will be that this increases, and I'm sure that Phil and Karen will have a wonderful and memorable year. My first engagement was the raising of the Armed Forces flag outside the Town Hall in June. I've been, as has been said, to over 90 engagements, which doesn't compare with the first time I was mayor, but I'm still very pleased with that total. And I've been to all sorts of events. There have been events in Stafford, I was invited to Milton Keynes when Burton Albion played there. The mayor of Milton Keynes very kindly invited me to go there. I've been to the opening of the sessions in Stafford, and I've been out to meet many of our residents. My very last engagement, last night, was an hilarious and very bawdy production of the Full Monty at the Brewhouse. And if there are any seats left, I do advise you to go and see it. Because if you need any spirits lifting, it will certainly do that for you. But that just gives you a flavour of the variety of events that I have attended. I think I can describe the year in the Chamber as not being without challenge, has already been touched on. I have tried to be fair in some of the difficult decisions that have been made. But nevertheless, I do feel that the role of the mayor, it's right for the role of the mayor to be reviewed and examined as it's happening at the moment. I'd just like to mention, though, two areas of work that are often forgotten, I think, when we're just looking at financial considerations. Firstly, although a financial cost can't be put on this, I think that the role of the mayor as the public face of the borough must be remembered, as I believe that the mayor is now the only public face and is able to give our thanks to all the many individuals, organisations, charities who work so tirelessly in the borough. And I invite anybody who's sceptical about this to come out and visit and see the reception that the mayor receives. That's not because it's me. It's not because it's Phil, with all due respect, Phil. It's not because it's Colin. It's because of that beautiful chain, which is worn there, which shows our residents that there's a fine history in this borough. That chain having been given to the borough by the first mayor of Burton, who happens to be hanging up there, Mr. Worthington. So that's been in the borough since 1879. Slight amendment with the badge that's held there, but the chain itself has been there. The other aspect, which I've really enjoyed during the last few weeks, is being able to host some of our residents in this chamber. And I do wonder, when you look round this chamber, how much you do know about it, because I know before I was mayor, I didn't know a lot. And it's got a really intriguing history, even down to the fact that the curtains in here apparently are the same as the Queen has in one of the rooms at Buckingham Palace. So she told us when she visited the town in the 1950s. And if time had permitted, I would have liked to have invited officers and councillors to listen to a little bit of that and hear what the mayor does when he or she invites residents into the home of the council. You may be interested to know that portrait over the door, I'm doing a mini insignia here, aren't I, is Mr. Lowe, and he was the gentleman who built this building, built St. Paul's, and built many of the buildings in Burton, obviously through the Bath family who funded it there. So I think that those are aspects of the mayor that must be considered, because we must remember that we are here to serve our residents, not the other way around. My charities this year have been Burton YMCA and Cancer Research, both of which are very dear to me. Unfortunately, all charities, as you know, have suffered dreadfully financially in the past couple of years. And it's not been possible to raise as much money as I would have liked, but hopefully it's been able to raise the profile of each as well. My major fundraising event was the ball that was held last November, which I know many of you attended, and thank you for your support. It was the first one in Staffordshire to restart after the pandemic, and those who were there will, I'm sure, say how proud we were of the way the town hall looked in its winter wonderland theme, and a good night was had by all. None of the events that we've had organised would have been possible without the help of many officers of the council, including those of Democratic Services. But I must first thank the Mayor's PA, Julie Byrne, for all that she's done. Her efficiency and attention to detail have made everything go smoothly and faultlessly. In addition, we're supported by a very thoughtful and considerate team of chauffeurs, Nigel, Gordon, Gabriel, Anne and Pete, and our mace bearer, Gary. All of these have been outstanding in their consideration to make it easier for me to do my job. My thanks also go to my chaplain, the Reverend Captain Dave Collier, who's inspired us at each council meeting with his thoughtful prayers to guide us on our way. Last, but no by no means least, I'd like to thank my present husband, Mike, for his constant support and encouragement throughout the year, even though on several occasions he was mistaken for being the mayor, as Belle will probably remember from her time as mayor, even though I was wearing a much bigger gong and chain, so which really was very frustrating. But there we go. I also get frustrated by being called mayoress, but that's another issue. Finally, I'd just like to thank you all for giving me the privilege of serving for the borough for a second time as the 29th Mayor of East Staffordshire, and I do wish Phil and Karen a wonderful year to come. Thank you.
Well, my next duty is to announce my cadet for the year, but before I do, I'm going to say a few words. The Army Cadet Corps at Uttoxeter over the years has been an absolute, well, they've been so outstanding to helping us with the poppy appeal and everything that the Royal British Legion in Uttoxeter have done. I can remember at our poppy concerts, particularly the one last year, do you remember, Jane, when we do the drum altar? It's a very moving part of the ceremony, and during the last post, poppy petals are dropped from on high by our cadets. But unfortunately, a few got stuck together, didn't they, Margaret, and we had a loud crash, and I mean, there were lots of poppies on the floor, but these guys, whatever the poppy appeal organiser asked them to do, and the chairman of the Royal British Legion, they're always first there to help. And that is why I have chosen one from amongst them to be my cadet this year. And I have the honour of presenting Colour Sergeant Bennett. He's been promoted since I was sent the notes by his commanding officer. And why we pick Sam? Well, the reason is he's a very highly motivated young man. He's been with the Army Cadets for 4 years, and he's highly respected by the senior non-commissioned officers at the Uttoxeter Detachment. Colour Sergeant Bennett is currently in charge of the military skills team, which comprises of the best cadets in the C Company, and they will be competing shortly in brigade events. Sam, during his ACF career, has completed his junior leaders course. He's a marksman, and he's won a special award for his motivation during lockdown. This included making videos for the cadets to follow online and also running to raise funds for the Royal British Legion. Colour Sergeant Bennett has completed his bronze DUV and is working towards the Lions Award. Do you go up to gold, Jane, in your... No? Keep up, Sam. When you get to gold, it's really worth it, isn't it, Alex? And Alex will say, Dad had no sympathy for it whatsoever. Without doubt, Colour Sergeant Bennett is the most worthy cadet to receive this prestigious award of the Mayor's Cadet. And I'd like to ask Sam to accompany me to the table so I can present him with his award. Thank you. And councillors, you'll be seeing more of Sam during the year. It's very early, but I now declare the meeting closed and thank you for attending the evening's meeting. Thank you, councillors, and ladies and gentlemen, and distinguished guests. Please will be standing while the mayor, the mayoress, chief executive, mayor's chaplain, and the chairman.